Hey everybody, this is Stevana Delgado and you're listening to Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. And you can actually catch me at Jokes and Tokes July 24th at the Artistry Studio Lounge in West Hollywood. I can't wait to see all of you there.
First of all, I want to say, where the hell have you been all my life? Like, what the fuck? I'm so glad I found you on Spotify porque I smoke weed. I'm a mom that smokes weed. And I use it for not recreational reasons, but because I actually do need it and it helps me. So finally, it took somebody con huevos and a Latina, which, fuck, finally. So anyways, I wanted to thank you for that. Just an admirer. Much love.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I want to be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marihuanera.
So, Stevana Delgado, comedian, local baddie, and one of my favorite people to smoke with. I'm so excited to have you on Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. Can you please address the crowd and say hello to all the stoners tuning in from home?
Hello, all you stoners, my people. What's up? My favorite people to hang out with because they're just the most chill, laid back, funniest people. I'm glad to be on here. I feel like this is going to be a good one just because we've been knowing each other for some time now. And we've like obviously made it clear that like we can literally talk about anything.
Truly. We are often like at the chatterbox talking about your set, talking about my set, smoking outside. And basically we're going to just recreate that. Now, you had a show last night. You fucking crushed. You fucking killed it. You look so cute. Of course, we smoked after. How are you feeling?
I feel really good. Like, I mean, I was telling you earlier, I feel like there's just like no better feeling than like after a show, because I'm pretty sure, I mean, you have had a good set, Chatterbox too. So, you know, like the next day you woke up just feeling like, oh, cool. Like I did something. Like it makes me feel like you did something because everybody's just like telling you how good. It's like your day. You know, everybody wants to tell you how good you did. Everybody wants to take a picture with you. Everybody wants to, you know, buy you a drink.
You're the star. You're the star.
Yeah, which is funny because like that's why we all join comedy, because like we want to be the star at like one point.
But oh, truly.
I feel good waking up today, and I honestly just feel really blessed and grateful that I get to do this, because there was one point in my life where like I didn't have shit to do with myself. So I'm just really grateful and lucky that I found my passion.
This is really what I wanted to talk to you about today, like among so many other things, but we're both actually vaping right now. And we both got these vapes yesterday, right? Like at Chatterbox Comedy Night, your friend brought them. Can you tell the people a little bit about what we're sucking on today?
Yeah, we're sucking on a sauce bar, and you guys are going to be seeing these a lot more. They're become really popular, but they're full gram, live resin, 90% potency. So this is very, very clean, very good for you. Made out of ceramic, as you can see, right? Isn't it like very sleek looking and like soft looking?
Very.
Because it's made out of ceramics, it's actually way smoother on your throat. So if you're like a stizzy person or like a plug and pay person, then you know like that it hits good, but you know you get that cough or like it just, it hurts your throat. This will not, unless you hit the hell out of it, obviously. Right. Gonna get your money's worth. But if you just, you know, just the regular ones that you'd be doing throughout the day, like you're not gonna want to cough, you're not gonna want to get your, like if your throat's not gonna get irritated, it doesn't hurt. And these have just been my favorite, so I'm glad you got to get one, because I've been meaning to give you one, but I kept missing you every time I had it on me.
Yeah, I thank you so much. So we're gonna just be pulling on these the whole interview, basically, both of us.
Don't mind us.
Don't mind us. So when did your relationship with weed begin? How did it begin? And then when did your comedy career begin? And then, like, how do they come together? This is really what I want to know. This is what I want to talk about today, because I feel like they're so intertwined.
Okay, so what's funny is that throughout, like, high school, I, like, never smoked weed. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to touch that. Like, I looked down on it so bad in high school. Like, when my friends would do it, I would get so mad. I remember I, like, broke up with a boyfriend because he was, like, smoking weed. And I was like, fuck you. Like, you're going down the wrong path.
That's funny.
As I started getting older, I just started hanging out with friends who they started doing it more, and then I started doing it more. And then I just noticed that, you know, I would just do it to, like, hang out with my friends. It was just something that I would do socially. And then I actually did stop doing it for a long while, just because I felt like I wasn't in the right position to smoke, because I was like, wow, I don't really have a job that I like. I'm not going to school. Don't know what the fuck I want to do with my life. I'm broke. Like, no matter what I do, I never have money. So I just don't feel like I deserve to smoke. And also too, at that point in time, I had a very weak mindset. So when I did smoke, I would just start overanalyzing, and, like, it would send me into, like, more of a depression. So I like stopped for a while, and then I got into a relationship, and then he smoked. So I just started smoking again. But during that time, I was also strengthening my mindset. I was working on myself. I had found comedy. So I felt like I deserved, like, I could do that, because it wasn't going to make me, like, overanalyze my life. I was like, okay, I have something that I'm working on. I'm basically working on myself all the time. I know that bad things happen all the time, not just because I'm a sucky person or because I'm not meant to thrive. Like, everybody gets bad days. Everybody hits rock bottom at some point in my life. So, like, I shouldn't dwell on that so much. Instead, I should just start being, like, you know, more grateful for life. So I guess just having a more positive mindset and working on myself and then smoking weed is really what made me like it, because I really did start to enjoy the effects of it. Like, I started to have better times with people, deeper connections. I started having ideas instead of, you know, putting myself down. I started thinking about jokes. Like, bro, everything is so much funnier when you're high. Like, it's just sometimes for me, self-care is just, like, getting very high and just laughing at shit that I say to myself and, like, writing it down. You know, like, that's what's funny to me, because comedy is just something where, like, you don't have to be serious. You can be yourself. You can play around. And with weed, that's what I like to do. I just like to play around with it. So I do love to, you know, I have, you know, my own business, but, like, comedy is just a place where that's just like, oh, like, I can really be myself. And so when I just smoke weed and add to it, it just, I feel like I just think of funnier things.
Totally. Like, it's part of the creative process. It's part of the writing process.
Yeah. So I feel like that's how they, like, just intertwined. And that's how it basically started. But I also noticing too, like, just smoking with people is such, like, a peace treaty nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's like you're passing the peace pipe. Like, it's,
yeah,
like a council meeting.
Yeah. And, you know, nobody ever gets, like, it's like people will drink, and when they get drunk, they can argue with people. They can ruin relationships. They can say things that, you know, they don't mean. But it's like when you smoke weed, like, you've never had that issue. You never said, like, oh, I was just too high last night and I, like, fucked, I cheated on my girlfriend, or, like, I cheated, or I was just so high last night.
Started a fight.
Yes. Like, it's never any of that. It's always, from what I see, bringing people together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. And I love how, like, potheads are automatically generous. Like, if you are smoking something or somebody else is smoking and there's people around, like, it's just common courtesy to offer and to pass the pipe, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like this, like, it's like, what's it called when you, like, manners? It's like having manners. It's like etiquette. Yeah. It's like weed etiquette.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. And that's what makes comedy so fun too. It's because you just, like, chill with everyone and you're just You don't got to worry about anybody judging you. You don't got to worry about anybody. I mean, obviously there's limits, but like if you're right in the mind, you don't go past those limits. Yeah. But like, you know, we're all just there to fuck around and have a good time. And like, it adds to it. And it's like, not something where it's like alcohol or like if you like, I just stand it so much more than alcohol. And I just feel like it should be more shifted that way than alcohol too, because I'm really heavy on alcohol being poison to the body. And so I just think about like, I always compare it, like you can't stay out and like drink all night and then, you know, make it to work the next morning as much as a chance as you do as if you just smoke, and you can still take care of your responsibilities. You know?
Yeah, it's true. You can like, I get a lot done when I'm high. I am a very high functioning pothead. Like, I think that's a big part of it too, is like, you can really get a lot done. And dang, what else was I going to say? I also just feel like some of my favorite people are legitimately potheads. Like, I just have met some of the coolest people. And I just think like, people who smoke weed are often like kind of nerdy, kind of creative, like fun, like generous. There's just something about it. Not everybody all the time, but I just noticed that there are these traits.
Yeah, that's so true. And they're not like tense or anything.
Yeah, 100%. This is also why I really like the Artistry, why I like the Studio Lounge, because there's not that many places like as adults where you can get together and like, it's not focused on alcohol. But that place, there's no alcohol. It's all focused on weed. You can order food, you can sit, you can smoke, like, and enjoy a comedy show. And you can't really find that anywhere. That's hard to find.
That place is like, when I walked in there and I seen the bong bar, I was like, what the hell? Like, this is like, this is what we need. We need just more like more of an open space where people can go and just like smoke and chill, rather than like, oh, let's go out and like, you know, and drink, because chances are you leave your house to drink. You're not even supposed to drive back. So yeah. Like, you're really not supposed to. And you can still get a DUI with like weed, but how many people do you even know who cause car crashes that are like high?
Right.
Like, you don't, it's always drunk drivers everywhere. So I feel like that's also like, as soon as I seen, I was like, that's fucking tight. And like, my friends will like, they'll go to that. That's something that they actually can. That's actually something that they can enjoy. I enjoyed this shit. I was sitting up at that bar, like, just all day. I was like, shoot me another one, sister.
Absolutely. And the Umo girls, yeah, they're on the rocks, truly, because they will add ice. So it's nice and cool.
Yeah.
Literally, get your bong grips on the ice. They're on the rocks. They are going to be back. The Umo Mota Glass Bong Bar and the Umo girls, they're bringing their bongs, they're bringing their Umo weed and free bong rips at the Artistry on July 24th. So come see what Stevana's talking about, because it actually is really tight.
Yeah, it is. It's real. I can't wait to go back. As soon as you said, I was like, yeah, I'll fucking be there. Shit, they got a bong bar. Shit, I'll be there.
And because here's what happened too. So like on the first little show that I did at the Artistry last month, I had a specific lineup, but then my headliner, she was booked to be in a movie. So she had to hop on a plane and head to the East Coast. And it's not uncommon for like comedy lineups to change, like, and people to not be able to make it or whatever. So I had to like change up the lineup last minute. And I was like, Stevana, would you be on the show? And she was like, yes. And she came and she crushed it and everybody loved her. But I was like, this time around, I actually wanted to properly like book you and like put you on the flyer and like actually have you in the all the stuff, you know, and then do the episode to like also like promote the event and have people come out so they get to know you. You know, this is all part of a master plan.
Oh, I love that. Ooh. Out. Okay. Yeah, people don't understand how much thought and preparation goes into like doing things like this. Like, they don't, they think that you could just like put on a show and like, I mean, I know I thought I could just like put on a show and hey, this is the group chat, this is the time, all right, everybody come at this place. No, you gotta learn how to like hype it up. You gotta learn how to get people excited about it. Like, you have to get people interested, especially with so many projects going on nowadays. I mean, now I think it's amazing. Maybe it's because weed is becoming more and more normalized. But I mean, so many people are getting creative with themselves and they're actually trying and putting themselves out there and, you know, like making events, making podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so like you have to, if you really care for something like that, like you have to say, okay, like this has to be the week before that. We got to prep, we got to have the flyers out. We got to promote it. We have the comedians talking about it. You know, like I really admire you for taking things like that serious. You know, I really like, I honestly like look up to you in that way because I feel like I hadn't met anyone that was as like business minded as me. So I feel like I never grew, I don't grow as fast because I, sometimes it's hard to find women in that mindset because it's like some women in comedy, like either they just want to do comedy and they're on that just straight comedy grind, which is fine. But I feel like I have other strengths as well that can contribute and get me to my comedy goal faster. Or sometimes it's just like girls in it just to like fuck around and be with the guys and, you know, just hang out, which is cool too. But that's just not like what I'm in it for.
That's very real. And I think what I also notice is there's just so many different ways to get your work out there. And it's like, if it's only Instagram or it's only like open mics or it's only comedy shows, like that only goes so far. And I think it's important for us to get creative and try like everything possible. Because there are so many options now, like there's multiple social media platforms, there's newsletters, there's events, there's podcasts, you know, there's all kinds of things. So I'm excited to just keep going. And like, I also loved because I saw that you had a show that you were running, right? With Viet, that Rice and Beans show.
Yeah.
So like, it looked like that one was getting like a lot of good traction and a lot of people were coming out. Like what was going on with creating that show? And like, how was that?
So that was my first time ever like producing shows and stuff. And that's when I learned like, oh, this is not something where you just like, you just put together, like there's preparation. Like, how are we going to promote this? Oh, the boys want to take pictures. They want to do like makeup. They like, they want to film skits. They want to do things like that. You know, that was fine. I just feel like you should know, like we're all friends and everything, but you should just know who these people are before you run a business with them too, because we all had like mixed personalities that like it wouldn't even, we couldn't even share ideas because we would be arguing with each other, you know. But like all love to them, we're still friends till this day, we still, you know, hit mics together. But it definitely was not something that was like easy, and especially because we all have our own journeys as well, that like a lot of us were booked some days and then booked NAR, we had a show or we had a practice, we had to do this, and we all couldn't like really come together. But it was dope because just to create and put something out there is like amazing. And I feel like a lot of people are depressed nowadays, a lot of people have anxiety nowadays, they don't know what to do with their life, they don't really know what life is about. I truly believe that life is about creating, it's about thinking of something in your head and working to make that life, you know, and just bringing it into like physical manifestation. So like that was cool because I always wanted to do a show, I've always wanted to see what it was like to like have to reach out to people to like put it together, to like we had to buy decorations, like, and like the decorations were like so basic, but the shows popped off, you know. And yeah, that was really fun, but definitely something that I am going to do again. But it's with big power comes big responsibility, you know. If you want to put on a show, you got to be ready for the responsibility. And it's just so hard from somebody who's normally the star, you know.
That's the tough part, is being talent, being the star, because you are a star. You are the star of your show, right? But yeah, you also have to produce and promote and do flyers. And it's like, we have to do everything. We can't just be the star. And that is draining.
Yeah. Because you're used to those people doing things for you, and they're just like, here's the flyer, post it up. But now it's like, no, it's deeper than that. It's the behind the scenes. But yeah, I'll definitely put on another show soon. I just, I want to be the one that's like in the shows right now. Like right now, I feel like I'm building my brand still. You know, still marketing myself. I'm still trying to prove myself to other people. So once I get the ball rolling with that, which, you know, is coming, it grows every single day because I choose to work on it every single day. But then I'll start, you know, like putting on shows and things like that. But I might put on, I don't know, I might put on a show. It's been in my mind too, because like Via and them, they've been wanting to put on a show. So but I gotta have you on. You already know when that show comes out. Like, I'm gonna ask you.
I'm around, I'm available. I would love to. No, it's been super cool, you know, and also because, like, so I met you at Chatterbox at an open mic, at the Thursday open mic, and I just started going back. And when I first saw you there, it was my first time there, and I was like, thank God there's a bad bitch on the lineup. Like, thank God there's a, because, you know, it's a lot of, sometimes it's a lot of men, like, yeah, very, very heavy on the men. Especially at the open mic nights where there's just like tons of comics. And then you go up and you were so funny and you're talking about working at a gas station and all this funny stuff. And I don't know, you just have a very, you light up the stage and you bring something so refreshing to the show. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I love watching you. You're one of my favorite comics to watch. This is another reason why I wanted to bring you on the Jokes and Tokes, because I feel like my audience, my listeners, like, you're right up their alley. Like, they genuinely would love your comedy. I also wanted to ask, okay, one of my favorite places to smoke is the gas station car wash, you know, the drive-through one, because you're just parked in there and it's like all this fun shit is going on with the with the soap, and you're sitting in the dark. So I like to pack a bowl and smoke or light up a joint in the car wash. Have you ever done that?
I have gotten into the car wash high, and I like one time just like freaked the fuck out because I thought like my window, I was like, are my windows up? Like, I thought I was going backwards. Like, I couldn't tell. I forgot what it was. I was in the car wash and I was just high, and I remember just totally freaking out. I thought the car was like, I thought the car was moving without me, like my foot off the gas, like off the brake or something. But I was like, I don't know. It totally freaked me out because I couldn't tell if the car was moving forward or if like the wipers were like moving back. You know how it like swishes your car?
Yes.
I was like, fuck, I'm moving. Like, what the fuck? And it was just like the wipers were backward. So I remember getting so scared, but I don't know if it's because I worked at the gas station for so long, but I used to just like love smoking there too, like in the parking lot, like chilling. And then I don't know, like the crackheads would walk by and just seeing which ones are new that day and like which ones are having a good day, you know.
You're just observing the town folk.
Yeah,
townspeople.
It was just so like center of the city that like you can like see everything, and it's just so funny because like different kinds of people walk in the gas station all day. But yeah, I don't know if it's because I work there, but I just find like comfort in like being there's always snacks there. So
there's snacks, there's gas, there's water, there's air fresheners. All the incidentals. So Stevana, where else can folks like watch you perform? How can folks follow you and keep up with you? Like, plug all well, your handles and shows and everything.
They can follow me on Stevana Delgado. I made my Instagram very simple so nobody has to like do the underscores and the fucking double S's and shit like that. And my last name, Stevona Delgado. And I'm just mainly on Instagram. I am on TikTok too. I do post my TikTok, so you guys can, it's on my bio if you guys want to follow my TikTok. And then I do want to go back to like vlogging. I want to go back to doing like YouTube videos and stuff like that. I felt like that was just a really good way to like connect with people, because I feel like it's really hard. I mean, you know, you have like a whole fan base, you know, and it can be hard to try to connect with people all at once, or like just to have them get to know a certain version of you, because you could post something on your story or on your feed post and people still won't see it. And it could be right. Like something that like you know, could either help them or it can make them feel more connected to you, or it could just, you know, make them feel like supported or something. Or just, you know, like I said, make them feel more connected to you, make them, you know, so you guys can continue to support each other. But I want to go back to YouTube because I do want people to see like, oh, like, you know, what a day looks like when I perform at a show, or like run, you know, a full 4 days, 4 mics with me in 1 day, you know, like just things like that. Because I feel like some people do want to do comedy as well, but they don't know. They either think it's like this, because I remember I didn't know you could just be a comedian and like try it like a coffee shop or like mm-hmm. a bar and like mm-hmm. just get the mic up. I thought you had to like know somebody who was famous and then kind of like get your way in. Mm-hmm. You know, and then mm-hmm. I always thought it was like so fucking hard, but it's like it's really not, because the jokes that I have are jokes that I like I said, I just get high and they just like boom, they either come or I'm driving or I'm taking a shower and like they come. And I think people need to just see more of like the realness behind it, because I think that's the fun part, is the grind, you know.
It is fun, and it takes a little bit of like research and finding out to like figure out how to do it. So I love that perspective, because I think you're right. Like, I have met people through the podcast who, hey, I'm interested in stand-up comedy. Like, which mics should I go to? Like, where, how do I start? Like, what's step one? So you've been doing it for a while now. How long have you been doing the mics and stand-up and performing?
I want to say 2 years. I would say 3 because of the pandemic, but I really did not do, I didn't do shit. Like, I don't really count that. Because I didn't go out. I honestly did not write either, if I'm being honest. I didn't write no jokes. I didn't go perform. So I don't count it as I did it for that year. So I would say like 2. And I was like, when I go up, I'm not telling any of my friends. I took one friend and I was like, because I know he won't say shit. So like, if I fuck up, like, he's not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to make no posts. Like, you know, I went and good, and that's when I was like, all right, now I'm gonna tell people I did it.
Hell yeah, exactly. But
even, I don't know where to start. What do I do? And I literally, it was as simple as just sitting fucking down, grabbing a pen and a piece of paper and writing what comes to your mind, like just like writing about what comes to your mind, and then just going out and saying it, you know. And not everybody's gonna laugh all the time, but that's okay. Like, I mean, you know how it feels to like, I mean, you can go to Chatterbox and people will pay attention to you, but then you go to like another open mic, like Fourth Wall. I don't know if you've ever been to like Fourth Wall, and like there's 5 people in there,
right?
And they're just, they could care less. They're just want to take their set and leave.
They're not there for you. They're not trying to give it up for you.
Exactly. You know, like, it's kind of okay with that. Like, that's something that I had to be okay with, was like, every time I go up, like, people can't always laugh at me. Like, that's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. I would be like, fuck, like, nobody laughed at me today. Like,
It does sting. It does hurt a little bit.
Yeah, it does, because especially when you have a joke and you still have to carry the joke out and they're not laughing, and it's like, even when it's your best one.
And it kills usually elsewhere. Yeah. Do you ever notice like men, like they want to laugh, but they're swallowing their laughter, like they refuse to give it up. Have you ever noticed that? Is that a thing you've like, witnessed?
Like, cross and like a little chuckle and stuff like that, and it's like, and they go up and like, no offense, but like they suck too. Like, if you're in the same mic as me, like you're pretty much equal to me. Like, sorry, but if you're practicing at the same place I practice, you're not better. Or they're just like, a lot of men in there, like they just want to be too cool, like they want to be cool, you know. It is a male dominated thing, so.
Yeah, it's a male-dominated sport. And it's funny. It's funny. It, like, makes me laugh. Because then sometimes I'm like, this guy? This is what you're laughing at? This? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I can be that bitch that's like, all right, you didn't laugh at me. Like, I know I'm funny, bitch.
And yeah.
If you didn't laugh at shit I said, I know you're a fucking hater. So watch when you go up, bitch. Uh-huh. Like, laugh at
Who do you think has the loudest laugh in this bitch? First of all, they need to understand. You want loud laughs? You gotta, the ladies need to be laughing.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Come on now.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like men are either going to, I feel like men with the attitude are not going to make it either. So I don't really mind to it because they're just not with an attitude like that, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you got to have a good attitude. It's literally comedy.
Yeah, and they take it too.
It's like, too bro, seriously.
Like, relax. Like, how are you going to tell jokes with a fucking strict attitude like that? That's literally the opposite of funny.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not tracking. Jai. Well, Stevana, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast today. This has been so fun. We need to do a vlog together.
Yeah, we should. I was going to tell you that.
I'm down to sesh. I'm down to write. I'm down to hit a bajillion mics. I went with you once, Big Chillin', then Chatterbox. And that was the first time that I did like, oh, we're doing more than one mic at once. Because I'm still a comedy baby. I've only been doing this for about a year. And I really mostly just go to Chatterbox. Like, I've hit some other places. So that was really fun because I was like, oh shit, like this is, you guys are traveling and that's really
like four and one day too, or like when there's on a Thursday, let me know if you're free on a Thursday, we can start like early and then end up at Chatterbox and then like we'll be warmed up for Chatterbox. And then we can even do like, we can vlog that, like, you know, just out in LA doing this and then getting coffee, getting a snack and then head in there. That'll be so fun. But yeah, I remember when like you were there the first day and then like you came up to me, you talked to me, you're really cool. And then literally the next Thursday, you were like all like confident. Yep. I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking tight. Like, that's so cool.
Oh, very fun. It's been fun. So yeah, you guys follow Stevana, come through to Jokes and Togues, come see Stevana, get up and do like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And say hi to me too. I'm really friendly. So if you listen to me on her podcast, come say hi. Let's chat.
Yes. 100%. All right. And that's the interview. We did it.
You're the best.
You're the best. This was super cute. I'm going to go ahead and stop. Money, money.